At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
End of the show.
Hi there, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning, I'm Gregor, and I'm the host of this damn thing. We do nerd talk, news, and then aside from this, the full 90 Extra Time podcast comes back next Tuesday as the Sounders return. It's time to make some silly freaking jokes. Maybe. I'm pumped after going over the pass and down into Ellensburg yesterday. A trip on I-90 to go speak to some future people who are looking forward to doing broadcasts, specifically radio, hopefully, because that's my industry. But Ellensburg, Central Washington University is there, and it's the... Oh, I already forgot the name of it. A different radio group sponsored it. It's called like the Radio Institute. And there's like 20 kids in there and you present to them. And my friend Leslie and I went, she's the program director here. So she set up kind of what we do at the end. And then I got to talk about how to do what I do. And it's a lot of fun. And so I'm so grateful. But that's not the point of any of this. The point is that once a year when we go do this, hopefully more than once a year, but that first time for the year in June when everything's real clear and you drive over the pass, it is a awesome cross-section into what it is to be in Washington. My goodness. Going up into the mountains and all the green trees that seem to reach up through the low-hanging clouds into the heavens. It is stunning. The gray against the green is so beautiful here. I love a blue sky day, don't get me wrong, but I think I might like a gray on green even better. As long as it's like warmish. I don't want it to be cold all the time, but that drive up there is incredible. You get up through North Bend, and you start headed back down, you get to Snoqualmie Pass at some point. I've got this brand new overpass that goes over the thing. I've been doing construction there for years. It took the tunnel out, and they're building all this wildlife stuff. When humans show up and we build like a big-ass road through some natural habitats, that means that animals kind of get separated because they learn real quick you can't cross the street because it's too splatty. And so you got, you know, all these different animals that are living on one side and then the other, and then they stay on their own sides and they breed and you don't get genetic diversity and then you get weird stuff happening because nature's not supposed to do that. So what they've done is they've lowered the level of the water in Lake whatever it's called. You get down there right past the ski resort at Snoqualmie. And they've, underneath the road, they've opened it up so elk and animals can go trotting on through there to get to the other side. They've also put in a bunch of rocks and stuff so like little animals can get through. There's like a thing called a fissure that could go through, I guess, and little like rodents and snakes and stuff like that as well. So we're getting some diversity through these places. But then some of the big animals, they don't want to go under or they want to go down here a little bit or whatever. They built this big ass overpass that's covered in soil and trees and moss and rocks and everything. So the animals don't even know that they're crossing over like an unnatural thing. They're trying to keep it looking as natural as possible, so they'll go trotting over the top and be able to go on the other side. It's really stunning and awesome to think about. You miss it in a blink if you don't, if you're not paying attention. I want to pull over and go investigate it, though, a little bit. Maybe someone, who would take me to do that? It's so cool. What will end up probably happening is I'll sit down and enjoy my favorite beer so far of 2019.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
At the Washington Brewers Festival, almost 1,500 beers were submitted from a couple hundred local breweries to try and win a Washington Beer Award. That is so much booze, my God. The big winners, Chuckanut up in Bellingham, took it for a large-scale brewing operation. Then, stepping down in size from there, winners were Lowercase Brewing, Dystopian State, and finally, Headless Mummy Brewing for Very Small Brewery. That is a rad name. I've got to try that. The Independent Gregor Award for most beer being guzzled in my home is for Ruben's Hazelicious. Or really, anything hazy for summertime. Oh, man. Is it too early to beer me? According to wastewater studies, we in the Puget Sound are responsible for the highest cannabis use per capita worldwide. Also, can we just go back a second? Someone's job is to sample sewage and test it for weed? I feel awful for that person doing the testing on the day after the Super Bowl.
You just got news.
God, that beer sounds good right now. As far as the beers went, the juicy or hazy pale ales. The silver medal goes to Ruben's Brews, Hazelicious. The gold goes to Mirage, Final Rose, or is it Rosé, perhaps? But I hope it's Rose. I want to try all of them. Hellbent Brewing Company, Seattle Sunshine, Hazy Pale. That sounds great. Oh, Trapdoor Brewing does a bunch, I guess. That's cool. And Juicy, Hazy, India Pale. There's like 50 categories you can win in beers, and I want to try like pretty much all of them. My buddy Matt McAllister, he's the morning host at 100.7 The Wolf. Is that right? 100.7 The Wolf? Better get that right. Yeah, Matt McAllister, he's the morning show host there. And I see him in the kitchen area here, and he says to me, "What is up with you and that big-ass plane?" I'm sorry, if you're not following me on Instagram, you probably don't know what that's about, but I get notifications on my phone and I drive. First of all, don't ever ask me about one of my interests if you're just trying to make passing conversation, because I'm going to tell you about it, like full on. Anyway, I get notifications from FlightAware that tells me when one of the four Dreamlifter aircrafts takes off from Payne Field. It's one of the places in Everett where they assemble the 787, and when they started that program, there was a bunch of politics probably that got involved in it, but in order to get the parts from all the different places where it's made, it's Charleston, Anchorage, Nagoya in Japan, here in Seattle, and a few other places. McCord Air Force Base? No, that's here. McConnell Air Force Base. Anyway, it doesn't matter. All the different places, they have four of these converted 747s that look like someone overinflated them. Or like you put a hot dog in the microwave and it blows up a little bit. it's massive. Four engines. There's this guy, this pilot, his name's Lance. I see him out at the airport. I go to this little parking lot and watch the planes. He must be doing the same thing as me because he's there when they take off or land a lot too. He's got four dogs. Former B-52 pilot. The guy's fascinating. He doesn't remember me when I see him, so he tells me the same story over and over. That's tough. But anyway, he told me that the engines are, the plane is like almost like Air Force One, but the engines are like 60% stronger than even Air Force One. So this thing's a beast. And I like to go out there, and my kid loves airplanes of any kind, flying, taxiing, taking off, whatever. He gets really excited. And so I like to go out to Payne Field on the south end of it. There's a little parking lot you can go to. And I like watching the planes take off with him, specifically this big one. And I keep taking pictures and Instagram videos of it and stuff. So that's that. If you have any more questions or you want to meet up and do some photography with that, I am all ears when it comes to hanging out watching airplanes. That sounds dope. I guess we should know better than thinking that we can just hook all of our lives up to the internet and let the internet not do evil things. Like your TV being connected to the internet, there's a problem with that. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! Samsung is gonna need you to run some antivirus software on your TV. Evidently, certain types of TVs that are internet connected are susceptible to hacking. and need you to run the built-in antivirus software that is definitely not a product push included in exchange for money by Samsung. My big question, I wonder if anyone is protesting the idea of anti-vax for the TV, falsely saying it'll give your television autism. Researchers in the Canadian Arctic say that ice frozen for thousands of years is thawing, which they expected, sadly. It's just that they predicted it would take another 70 years before it happened. Ugh. Hey, but maybe now life will move up there and the polar bears won't starve to death. Yeah. And finally, a big old piece of space rock smashed into Mars, creating a giant blue, beautiful crater of possible ice, and interestingly adding to huge meteor-created clouds in the thin Martian atmosphere. Wait a second, meteor impacts and planet-covering clouds? Isn't that what scientists think killed the dinosaurs here on Earth? And more importantly, you think there were ever Martian dinosaurs? There's less gravity, I bet you they could jump real high and chomp. Jump, jump! Okay. Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah! So I guess the school year is officially over now for almost everybody, if not everybody. I had several parents reach out and say, my kid's last day of driving in the car listening to you is today. Ah, that's a real bummer. I recommend you have your kid come back. Tell a friend about this podcast here. We're doing the end of the show. It used to just be Nerd Talk, but we've expanded upon it. I got so much feedback saying we need to hear you talk more about the stuff that you're interested in. There you go. This is our chance for 10 minutes a day. Thanks for hanging out.
End of the show.
That was weak.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.